And talking of being positive, Let's Talk very own gardening expert Charlotte Philcox recently had a mishap in her own garden. But as you will hear, she has managed to put a positive spin on that too. Here's Dorothy with Charlotte's painful tale of misadventure.
It's scary just how quickly accidents can happen. And I should know, as recently, on my usual nocturnal pre-bedtime wander around the garden with the dog, I fell flat on my face over a sturdy metal basket, which I'd placed a few weeks earlier to stop anyone trampling a patch of miniature daffodils. It was literally a case of tete-a-tete, the actual variety, as I went head-to-head with the emerging bulbs. Honest, Doctor, it could have happened to anyone, young or old. It wasn't a dreadful fall, although I'm sure that being a certain age, had I needed medical treatment, it would have gone down on my records as such. And I hasten to add that no alcohol was involved either. Just a bit of stargazing and a split second of not paying full attention. As a result, I went down like a felled tree, and with the grace of an amateur acrobat on a bad day, managed to land on my face in the mud, with my nose taking much of the force. Bizarrely, I remember a momentary feeling of gratefulness for this part of my anatomy, which I'd always derided as being a bit on the bulbous side. Now that I think about it, this may have helped to cushion some of the blow. Had it been the delicate and finely boned facial feature I used to crave, the outcome could certainly have been a lot worse. Still, in the moment of impact, I remember hearing a feeble wail. I've broken something, which must have been me. Talk about thinking positive. As anyone who's fallen over will know, the actual moment of total loss of control and blind terror as you plummet to the ground is horrible. Seconds after the impact, your main instinct is to see if you are still all there and that everything works. And that's not easy when you're in a blur of pain, shock and confusion and feel as if you have just left your body and popped back in again to find that it isn't quite the same shape as it was before. Everything feels weird and different. You don't quite fit like you used to. In my case, something definitely wasn't right. I could feel blood pouring from both nostrils. My lips seemed to have been cut in several places. My ribs and leg throbbed, and just to add to the overall beauty makeover, I was convinced I'd knocked out a few teeth too. Thankfully, a bit of tentative prodding and wiggling about showed that most things were just about intact, although it hurt like stink. Seeing far more stars than there had been in the sky, I dragged myself to my feet and staggered back up the garden towards the house. To my relief, most of the rest of my body seemed to be functioning reasonably well, although I was terrified of passing out en route to be found, if I was lucky, in a soggy mess the following morning. Above all, like a child, I wanted a good cry, a cuddle, and someone to make it all better. A while later, my nose had swelled to look like a pink fir apple potato or something gracing the face of one of Snow White's seven dwarfs. But I don't think it was ever actually broken. Dosing myself with arnica, one of the best aid homeopathic remedies, helped a lot. Even so, I was woozy for days and felt as if I'd done several rounds with Frank Bruno. "You may need an operation," one friend said cheerfully when I told her about my misadventure. "Why?" I replied in horror. "If it's broken, you may need your nose straightening." "No way," I said. "It doesn't look that bad. All I care about is that it still works. Anyway, it might give my face some character." Another friend joined the chorus. "You were lucky you didn't impale yourself on something," she said. She did have a point, literally. Oh, the joys of gardening. What with all the sharp implements, power tools, step ladders, stray rakes and potential trip hazards, I wonder any of us are still around. My experience has certainly made me vow to be a bit more careful. Among several things, it was a lesson never to put the needs of a few daffodils above my own. In future, they'll have to take a chance like everyone else. No more mollycoddling for them. It's me who needs looking after. So, the moral of this tale is fourfold. Firstly, never put the needs of your plants before your own safety. Always take a torch and mobile phone with you if you can't keep away from the garden after dark. Make sure you train your dog not to need company when he or she goes out for a bedtime wee. And, however lovely the stars or the moon might be, they can be seen far more safely from the back door. Just as long as you remember to keep well away from the concrete step.
Ouch, I bet that really did hurt. Hopefully Charlotte has now made a full recovery.